The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So I'll offer you some words about the practice. It's more like a stance or an approach in which you can both go through life with, through the practice with. Maybe you want to apply it just in meditation. Maybe it's useful elsewhere. Or maybe you don't do this, but just the idea of it is helpful to clarify what is important for you and what is going on for you. And sometimes it's useful to have these little phrases that you carry with you. And you just say the phrase and then just see what comes up. It might be, I'm glad to remember that. Or it might be, that's maybe good for sometimes, but it's clearly not what's called for now, so I'll just do something else. Now I know what I should be doing, maybe. So the phrase is, be still and look upon everything kindly. Be still and look upon everything kindly. So certainly in meditation, perhaps, be still. You're physically still with your body. In walking meditation, you're moving, but maybe there's some way in which you're moving, walking, that your body's also still, maybe in a certain kind of way, from the torso up, perhaps, or some inner place of stability. And all kinds of things can happen when you're sitting or walking. There can be all kinds of emotions and feelings and thoughts and memories and concerns of all kinds and sensations in your body of all kinds. And what would it be like to be still in relationship to it? To not get agitated, not get active, not be moving towards it or moving away from it. And to look upon it kindly. To look upon it with kind eyes. What would that mean for you? And why would that be useful? And what's the wisdom of kindness or kind eyes? And how do you bring forth kind eyes? So be still and look upon everything kindly. And I love that the phrase includes everything. Look upon everything kindly. So what would it mean if everything's included in that? Even the things that maybe normally you'd be upset about. So I hope you enjoy this morning. I hope that you have some nourishing stillness and nourishing kindness, and that you can bring that with you into the rest of your day. Thank you.